My name is Greg, and teaching, preaching pastor at High Point Church. So good to see you. If you're a visitor here today, we proclaim Jesus. We proclaim Jesus. And if you're here and you don't know Jesus, you're going to hear a heck of a lot about Jesus this morning. And if you're here and you're part of God's universal church because you proclaim that Jesus is your Lord, you're going to hear a lot about Jesus this morning. We're back in Gospel of John, chapter 14, and a sermon series that I started by God's grace at the beginning, well, almost the beginning of this church. And so it's been going on for about a year, and all God's people said amen, right? But we do that. We go through chapter by chapter in God's Word, and we're in John chapter 14. And I got to tell you, there is no greater chapter. Well, now wait, let me change that, because John 15 is pretty good, 16, 17. I'm going to say that every week for the next few weeks. But let me just tell you this. Personally speaking, God couldn't have brought John 14 in my life more impactfully than this week. And I'm thankful for God's Word. Thankful for God's Word. And so I'm going to read God's Word, John 14, 1 through 11. And I'd like you to follow along with me if you have a copy of God's Word with you. If you don't, you probably got a little bulletin. Grab that, because the verses are in there as well. As I read John 14, 1 through 11. And Jesus said, "Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go and prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again. And I will take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. And you know the way to where I am going." And Thomas, doubting Thomas, said to him, "Lord, we don't know where you're going. How can we know the way?" And Jesus said to him, "I am the way. I am the truth. And I am the life. If you had known me, you would have known my Father also. From now on, you do know him, and you have seen him." Philip said to him, "Lord, show us the Father, and it will be enough for us." Jesus said, "Have I been with you so long, and you still don't know me, Philip? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak. I do not speak on my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me does his works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father is in me, or else believe on the accounts of the works also." Heavenly Father, thank you for this glorious passage, these comforting words to a weary disciples and to a weary church at High Point some 2,000 years later. We thank you, Jesus, for your words. We thank you for Jesus. We thank you, Jesus, for dying on the cross, bearing the guilt and shame that all of us and the wrath that we all deserve on a cross, showing us perfect love and the glory of the Father. Thank you, Jesus. May you change us this morning by the work of the Holy Spirit. For it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. Okay. Do you have any fears? The dictionary or a word that's typically used is a phobia. Do you have any phobias? Fears? Maybe you came in this morning with any number of fears on your mind, maybe a loss of job, a family member who's sick, any number of fears, fear of men. Do you have fears? I looked up phobias and I saw that there are some 530 different listed phobias. And I'm going to say some of these phobias and maybe you'll chuckle, but I don't mean any disrespect to some of these fears. But do you know there's a fear of numbers? That people fear like 1, 2, 3. If you're freaking out right now, I'll stop. But people have a fear of numbers. They have a fear of cats. I do too, I guess. Maybe you have a fear of heights. Acrophobia. I have a fear of heights. Hate being up. I never clean my gutters. It's just not going to happen. Water, just come on in the basement. I don't care. I will not get up there. My daughter Eden, who's in, has a fear of spiders. Arachnophobia. You know, that's the most common fear in the psychological world. They list top 10 fears. Arachnophobia is the number one fear. Anybody here have a fear of spiders? Fear can be so crippling, can it not? So crippling because you don't have any answers to your fears. And hence why it's a fear. Some of them, they're just illogical. But nonetheless, they cripple you nonetheless. What about death? Thanatophobia. Somebody that loves the English language and speaks it really well. Thanatophobia is the fear of death. I'm guessing some of you have that fear. In the passage this morning, Jesus gives you a remedy for all of your fears. All of them. This to me, this passage in John 14, is probably some of the most comforting words that Jesus said to his disciples in the last discourse from chapters 13 all the way to 17. He knows that these disciples are trembling with fear. If you look at John 13, bring back the context from back in November. These disciples were just told that Jesus is leaving. This Jesus who said, drop everything and follow me. This same Jesus who they saw do miracles, who they believed is the Son of God, says, I'm leaving. They are in fear. They were just told that one of them is going to betray him. And he was going to die. I mean, think of the context here. They are scared. And I can relate. Oftentimes, my fears of men, my fears of whatever, cripple me. And as I read this passage in John 14, I was so comforted by his words. In the first verse, John 14, 1, he says, let not your hearts be troubled, my dear disciples. Do you see the compassion? And not only that, Jesus is God, so he knew what was going on in their hearts. And he knows what's going on in your hearts too. He knows your fears. He knows how irrational some of your fears are. But nonetheless, he knows you're afraid. And Jesus is telling you, let not your heart be troubled this morning. Is that comforting to you? That Jesus cares enough that he knows you have fears? And he's not going to just leave you there. He's going to give you a remedy. He's going to give you a remedy. Look at in John 14, 27, the very same passages in John. He says the same thing. I'm going to find it here, but peace I leave with you and peace I give you. Not as the world gives you, that do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. He knows. He knows you're afraid. So this morning I want to give you the remedy. Actually, Jesus wants to give you the remedy. I just want to exposit this passage so that you can be comforted this morning. As I've been comforted this week, and I'll need to be comforted next week, and the next week, and the next week, as we look to God's authority, His Word, to tell us what to believe. I don't need Oprah and Dr. Phil to tell me to be comforted. It doesn't work. This works. And Jesus' words comforted me this week. Comforted me. So let's take a look. The first thing that Jesus wants you to know, what Jesus wanted the disciples to know, so that they could be comforted during their fears. He said, believe. Believe in who Jesus is. You want a remedy to your fear this morning? Believe in who Jesus is. Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe God. Believe me. Believe in who Jesus is. He is God in the flesh. And He came to take the sins of the world. He is God. John 1:14 says this very thing. That He came and tabernacled, pitched His tent with us. God, the unseen God, the Father, who we cannot see. God became man, Jesus Christ, and dwelt among us. Jesus is God. Jesus is God. And you have to believe that. See, it's not enough to just believe in God. You got it? There's plenty of people in this world that believe in God. You may believe in God and what God does, but you have to believe what God did in the name of Jesus Christ. And if you don't believe that Jesus is God, then you should have fear. Fear of the wrath to come. Fear of the wrath of all of your sins being held to your account. That should cause great fear. But let me tell you, Jesus says, let not your heart be troubled. Believe God, believe me. Jesus came for you. And if you would place your trust in Him, if you would acknowledge your sin before a holy God, He will save you. Acts 4:12 says this very thing. For there is no other name where salvation comes but Jesus Christ. You want a remedy for your fears? Believe Jesus. He is God and He is in control. That's comforting. No matter if you make mistakes, no matter if your fear seems illogical, no matter whether anything that you're going through right now that's causing you fear, maybe it's a loss of a job, loss of a spouse, someone sick, I don't know what it is that you're fearing, know that Jesus is God and He is in control. Psalm 29:10 has been a comforting passage to me. The Lord sits enthroned over the flood. And the Lord sits enthroned as King forever. Do you believe that? Do you believe He sits at the on the throne during your flood? That he is in control? Because if you believe that, it is a remedy for your fear. Because the very thing you're going through could be the very thing that God is sanctifying you and making you look more like Jesus. And it is good. It is good. It is good. You want a remedy for your fears? Believe God. Believe in Jesus Christ. The second thing that I see in verses 2 and 3 and 6, and let me read them again. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go and prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again. And you may be with me. The second thing, you want a remedy for your fears? Believe in who Jesus is. And secondly, believe what Jesus says. Okay? You believe in who he is. Now believe in what he says. There was a commercial. Some of you might remember this commercial. The old E.F. Hutton commercials. Now maybe four or five of you know what I'm talking about. But I'm going to use this illustration anyway. So me and my dad used to watch TV. And I remember, you know, my dad liked finances and things like that. And the commercial goes like this. There's these two people, they're talking. And they're talking about investments. And they're talking about, you know, all the success they have in the financial world. And, you know, do this and do that. And in the commercial, one of the guys says, well, what do you do? And the guy says, well, E.F. Hutton's my banker or my investment guy. And when E.F. Hutton talks, the commercial goes, everyone just stops. I mean, one of the commercials, they're all in an airport. And the whole airport just stops and leans into what E.F. Hutton says. And the old tagline was, when E.F. Hutton speaks, people listen. When Jesus says something, you can take it to the bank. When Jesus said he is going to prepare a place for you, follower of Jesus Christ, you could take it to the bank. When Jesus says something to you, take it to the bank and it will remedy your fears. It'll be like a cool salve to your heart. Believe what Jesus says. In verse 6, it says this, I am the way. Jesus says this. Now listen. Jesus says, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. What is Jesus saying? What do I have to believe, Jesus? Well, Jesus says, I am the way. He doesn't say, I am kind of a way to God. He's saying, he's the only way. Matthew 7:13, very familiar passage. Says, enter through the narrow gate, for the gate is wide, and the way is easy that leads to destruction. And those who enter it are many. That was it? Okay. Hold on. Enter the narrow gate. The gate is wide, and the way is easy that leads to destruction. And those who enter it are many. But the gate is narrow. That's the next verse. Sorry. There it is. For the gate is narrow and the way is hard that leads to life, and those who find it are few. Now, why is this comforting? When Jesus says, I am the way, why should that be a remedy to your fear? Because you don't have to figure out how to get to God. He's telling you how through Jesus Christ. Now, I don't know about you, but I hate having lots of different directions to go. I want one direction. If we're going somewhere, give me one instruction. That's comforting to me. You know what fear is? When I don't know where the heck I'm going. And Jesus is telling his disciples, Jesus is telling you, I am the way. You don't have to find a different way. You don't have to look for a different way. I am the way. And that should be a remedy to your fear. He is the only way. In the Greek, it uses a definite article. It says, the only way. He's making a definite point here. I am the only way. Don't search any other options. I'm it. That should be comforting to you. Growing up, I believed there were many ways to God. My baptism, my confirmation, my good works. My wife was a Christian. I mean, you name it. I had piles and piles of things I could add to Jesus and my faith. But very disconcerting when I read the scriptures and saw that only Jesus, through Jesus, by grace, through faith, not of my works, so that no one can boast. As discouraging as that is, it should be encouraging. Jesus is the way. He says he is the truth. I am truth. Now hear me here for a second. Okay? Jesus isn't saying that truth is a principle. Jesus is saying truth is a person. And the person is Jesus Christ. You want truth? Listen to Jesus. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. You want truth? Look at Jesus. You want an answer to your fears? Look at Jesus. He's the truth. Pontius Pilate's going to learn that in a little bit when he asks, what's the truth? For this reason I came. Because I am the truth. And the truth is we're all sinners in need of a Savior. Other leaders will say, I'm looking for the truth. Other leaders will say, hey, come follow me. I teach the truth. Some will say, I point people to the truth. Jesus comes and tells you, I am the truth. And that's why you follow him. And he will remedy your fears. Jesus says, I am the life. I am. Eme Dome. I am the God. God in the flesh. Life. The deliverance he was going to provide to these disciples and to us. The deliverance wasn't political. It wasn't social deliverance. Jesus was offering true deliverance from the penalty of our sin and death, separation from God forever. He came to give us eternal life. Now, present tense. You don't have to wait to have eternal life. Jesus is saying, you can have life now in me because I am life. And in me is life. That's a remedy to your fears. A remedy. It removes the bondage of sin and death. And separation from God, it is life. And if you don't have that life, I understand your fear. But the remedy is right in front of you. It's Jesus and his very words. Believe in who Jesus is. Believe in what Jesus says. And you will have remedies for your fear. And finally, looking in verse 11, it says, believe in me that I am in the Father and the Father is in me, or else believe on the account of the works themselves. You want a remedy to your fear? Look and believe on Jesus' works. Who he is, what he says, and what he does. His works. What Jesus has done in the lives of true followers of Jesus Christ is nothing short of a miracle of God's grace. Brent and Jody Fincham shared their testimonies this morning of God's grace on two sinners. Believe in the works of Jesus Christ. He aims to save people. It's a miracle. A drug dealing, pot smoking, fake ID making, terrible man has been saved by the grace of God. That's a miracle. I'm so unworthy of that. It is a remedy to my fears. That it's not based on who or what I do, but on who He is and what He did. Christianity is not what you're doing for Him. It's what He has done for you. Has He done something in you? Has He remedied your fear of salvation? You know that void that God put in your heart that you desire to be with Him? That personal relationship with Jesus Christ found in Jesus Christ? You know that big vacuum, that hole you have that you're trying to fill with drugs and drinking and materialism and job and You know that void you have? I'm here to tell you, you're going to continue to have fears until you place your trust in the work of Jesus Christ. I know because I've been there for 26 years of my life. 26 years of my life I lived for myself. I believe the works of Jesus Christ. I believe them. And I place my trust. The word believed used over 87 times in the Gospel of John. You think it's kind of a big deal? It's kind of a big deal. The word believe means to entrust, to completely and 100% rely on. If you are entrusting or relying on anything else but the work of Jesus Christ, you should be in fear of the wrath to come. And if it isn't enough to just look around, maybe ask some questions of people in this room and say, tell me, explain to me the work of Jesus Christ. And as 1 Peter 3:15 says, I will be prepared to give an account of the hope that's in me. And I hope you have that hope too. But Jesus is saying, listen, you want a remedy to your fear? Believe in who I am. Believe what I say. When I tell you I'm going to prepare a place for you, you could take it to the bank. When I say that life, that the truth and life and the way is found in me, you take it to the bank. Oh, that's remedy of my fears. And lastly, believe in His works. I mean, just look around. In the Gospel of John, there are 7 different miracles presented. Jesus is saying, hey, you know, look at what I did. Well, guess what? I don't get a chance. I wasn't there. He turned water into wine. He healed a nobleman's son. He healed a man at the pool, fed 5,000. He walked on water. He healed a blind man. He raised a man from the dead. When you put all those together, and then John 20, verses 30 and 31 says, Jesus did many other signs in the presence of His disciples, which are not written in this book. But these 7, are written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in His name. Believe the works of Jesus Christ and He will remedy your fears, because you'll believe that Jesus can do miracles. He can do a miracle in your life like He did a miracle in my life by saving you. Then after He saves you, well, then He just shows you why you have to depend on Him every day. Because, see, the fears don't go away. Fears don't go away. And Jesus knows this. He knows we walk in the flesh. I mean, He knows what you're fearing right now. I don't know. He knows. And He wants to remedy your fear this morning. He wants to remedy whatever causes you anxiety. Do you believe that? I mean, do you like living in fear? I hate living in fear. I hate it. Jesus says, believe who I am. I sit enthroned over the flood. Believe Jesus is God. Believe what Jesus says. Believe His works. And you have the remedy for fear. You know, the let not your hearts be troubled. It's a choice. You have a choice this morning. Will you let your fears consume you? Or will you let God remedy your fear? Because only God can remedy your fear. Do you realize that? No matter how irrational it is, no amount of good advice Oprah or Dr. Phil could give you, it will never remedy your fears like Jesus Christ can. As we spend a little bit of time here, I'm going to close with this. I want to spend some time just meditating on these words. I mean, some of you no doubt have some serious anxiety about something this morning. I know I did all week. And I needed this passage. And I'm guessing some of you need this passage. And if you don't, you will. I want to sit and I want you to ask this question, okay? What are you troubled about this morning? What is troubling you this morning? What is causing you fear and anxiety this morning? What troubles you? I mean, think through those things. And then spend time meditating on John 14, 1-11. Because Jesus wants you to know He has a remedy for your fears. If it weren't so, He wouldn't have said it. Confess your absolute dependency on the Lord Jesus Christ for everything. And let the fears melt away. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for your word. Thank you for the power that is found in the very words of Jesus Christ. The remedy for our fears. Jesus, do a work in our lives so that you might be worshiped and magnified. Lord, that we might be able to say, not Jesus, look how big are my problems, but Jesus, or problems, look at how big my Jesus is. Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for my sins. Thank you for being faithful when I am faithless. Thank you for providing the very remedy to my fears and to those who trust in your word. You are a great God, worthy to be praised. And God, we want to spend some time talking to you. Before we ever sing praises to you, before we ever confess our need for you, we need to spend time meditating on your word. And so, God, I pray that you would answer these very hearts of the people that are here. For some, for salvation. For some, the sanctifying word that penetrates the fears of followers of Christ. For it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.